Thank you for calling. This is Mark. How can I help you? Yes. You have a Norton LifeLock. How can I help? All right. Can you just help me out with the invoice number or the order ID number so that I can help you out? And do you see any kind of dollar amount over there? Okay, sir. Thank you for that. Now, what I can see from my end is that it's a purchase of a Norton LifeLock antivirus. So just help me out, like, is this you who had made this purchase, or is that somebody else who has done it for you? Like, have you ever tried to share your any kind of personal information or details with your friends or family members who might have misused this and tried to do it for you? We don't think so, right? But let me tell you, okay, what I can see from my end is that it's a case of a data theft and a fraudulent charge too, okay? So, like, let me tell you about the details about the account. The account, this was being used for 3 years, okay? The Norton subscription was being used for 3 years, and it got expired today. And today is the renewal date, all right? So, that is the reason you have been receiving the email account. So, just help me out. Do you deal with any other kind of antivirus, like a Norton 360 or McAfee or Microsoft? Do you deal with any other kind of antivirus for yourself? You don't. You have McAfee, but you don't use Norton, right? No worries. Just help me out. Like, have you ever tried to get yourself connect with any kind of public Wi-Fi or the local Wi-Fi? Just like using the internet of a gas station, shopping mall, airport, hospital, hotel. You use it in your Starbucks, okay? But let me tell you, okay, what I can see from my end is that somebody has tried to get into your internet and they have tried to corrupt down your email account, all right? And from there, sir, they have collected your information and linked up with the fake verified PayPal account. And from your PayPal, sir, they have tried to make a purchase of this renewal and the before. There are like multiple purchase made. I think you have no idea what's going on, right? So what I'm going to do, sir, as you told me that the things was not done by you, right? So I'm just simply going to ask my technician to put a red flag on those purchase which was not authorized by you. I'm also going to provide you a one-time life cancellation form which is going to help you out to cancel the purchase and also secure your email account so that from next time you don't receive any kind of charges, okay? So as with your permission, you just need to confirm me in this recorded line that, yes, Mike, I want to go ahead and cancel the purchase which was not done by you. Okay? Just tell me in this recorded line that, yes, I want to cancel it. That's great, sir. Thank you for your permission. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm just simply going to ask my technician to put a red flag on those purchase and provide you the cancellation form. So could you just help me out? Are you in front of a computer or a laptop so that I can provide you the cancellation form? Okay. And what kind of desktop you are using it? Is it a Windows one or it's an Apple Mac? Okay, now just hold on for a moment, okay? Let me go ahead and ask my technician to generate a form for you. All right? Give me a moment. Just be on hold and be in front of your computer. All right?
All right. Now, can you please tell me the ID number first so that I can pull up your file and let me check what is going on? Yes, are you sitting in front of your computer, sir, right now? All right, can you please open up your Google Chrome browser? Just open up your Google Chrome browser first. Now look down on the very top of your screen and you will see a white long address bar where you can type and search something. Do you see that? Now you need to type over there like a www dot, then letter S like a sugar, letter S. Then letter U like a United, letter U. Then letter P like a Peter, letter P. Then letter R like a Romeo, letter R. Then letter E like a Edward, letter E. Then letter M like a Mary, letter M. Then letter O like a Orange, letter O. Then letter R like a Romeo, letter R. Then letter E like a Edward, letter E. Then letter E like a Edward once again, letter E. Then .com. Now can you please read it back to me, sir, whole thing, what exactly you have to type it over there. Right, now press the enter key from your keyboard and after that what do you see? Just do let me know. Yeah, give a click on accept. Yeah, give a click on download. Give a click on download. Then give a click on download Supremo once again. Then look down right hand side on the top. Do you see that a download arrow over there? Just give a click on that. And then what do you see? Just do let me know. Yeah, double click on that file.
And then what do you see, sir? Just do let me know. Now what do you see? Yeah, give us even accept. Give us even accept.
Yes,
I can hear you, sir. Now, do you see your ID and a password? All right, just hold on for a second. Now, just hold on for a second, sir. So, I am going to connect you with our server. And do you remember that your refund amount, sir? Can you please tell me that? How much? All right, sir.
Put it up. Put it up. More up. More up. Now hold on. Hold on. Put it down. Now do you have your? Now do you have your statement with you? Do you have a statement with you? Do you have your bank statement with you? Tell me your member number once again.
All right. Now can you please tell me that ID first, sir, slowly and loudly. 126.
Tell me your member number.
643350. The ID is 126643350. Is that correct, sir? All right. Now tell me the password, sir. What is your password? I as in India. O as in Oscar. O as in Oscar. T as in Tango. N as in Nancy. Number 3. X as in Xbox. Number 8. X as in Xbox. All right. Just hold on for a moment, sir. Once again, sir, what is the password? IOTN3X8X. Is that correct? All right. The password is letter I like ice cream, O like orange, T like Thomas, N like Nancy, the number 3, then letter X like X-ray, the number 8, then letter X like X-ray. Is that correct, sir? All right. Just hold on. Yeah, just hold on. Now, what do you see on your computer screen, sir?